Good morning, Keith Tainton. We're back with you. We've had lots of comments on the last piece we actually did a week or so ago. How are things in Osaka, Japan?
Well, things have kind of escalated a little bit since we last talked, as you're probably aware of. So, yeah, things are a bit different now.
Very much so. I mean, we're talking about meltdown in Tokyo and a whole variety of things. As you said, the first piece we actually did, you were just waiting for the zombies to be coming out at this particular time. So, you know, keep breathing, Keith. We have Rebecca Friis-Jansen, who in many ways, Keith, has stepped into the Barbara Rambofsky line of the Breakfast Show team here.
Ah.
Although we're not sending her out to actually check out the traffic as yet, really, so you'll be pleased
Excellent.
To know about that. All we need is Ross Barring back from the States, and it'd be a magical team altogether again. But great stuff there. I know Rebecca's got lots of questions to ask you, as you'd expect from a level one journalism student. She's on the case. Friis-Jansen on the case. And we have a mystery voice for you. So, mystery voice, would you like to say a few words to Tainton-san?
Hi, Keith. How are you doing? It's great to hear you.
Any thoughts, Tainton? Mr. Keith. Come on. A few more words, yeah, mystery voice.
Not that he likes to put you on the
spot. I'm afraid, yeah.
You,
my meeting signal powers can't go that far back at the moment, I'm afraid.
Dear, yeah. All right, we'll give you a clue. You worked with this gentleman, all right? You worked together, all right? We were collegiate sort of colleagues when you graduated with a first-class honours from a degree which this gentleman was also singularly responsible for constructing and writing.
Dave Kenyon.
Yeah.
I thought I'd made more of an impression.
Oh, his little face, Keith, has dropped. He was instantly sending me an email saying, is Keith okay in Japan? I said, it's okay, chill, Dave, you know, everything's all right from that sort of point of view. So we thought we'd set him up as a mystery voice for you yourself today. So, but anyway, moving onwards. Keith is obviously stated more.
Don't you like it when a plan comes together?
Well, I think it was...
Well, actually, Dave, I saw your photo on the university website the other day, and you haven't changed in 10 years or whatever it's been. You've not changed at all.
Isn't that the wonder of photography, Keith?
A decade since Keith Tainton left the country, and still Dave Kenyon remains a bit like the sort of Oscar Wilde's character, effectively, the Dorian Gray scenario. But we won't go into what Dave keeps in his back of his office. Just not working for that point. More from David in a few moments. But Rebecca, questions for Keith.
Yeah, in the area that you're in, what sort of precautions are being taken?
Zero.
Oh, it's all right where you are.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
like,
okay then.
They've got this like big idea that it's just miles and miles away, nothing can happen. But of course, this country never really experienced the fallout from Chernobyl, which I'm young enough to remember. So I tell people, you know, I think I heard the other day that some parts of Wales are still irradiated from all that time ago. And you know, I said that coming from Chernobyl, and people tell me, you know, the light bulb goes on and the penny drops and they think, God, that could happen here as well. I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I was at the immigration office today. I've got a bit of a scoop for you, actually. I was at the immigration office in Osaka today, sorting out my new work visa. And when you get a work visa, if you want to leave the country and come back, you have to have another stamp in your passport called a re-entry permit. Last time I went there a couple of years ago, it was, you know, there weren't that many people there getting their stuff sorted out. But today, there was well over 1,200 people in the place already. And I was there about 10 o'clock, and more people kept coming just to get their re-entry permit. So I think people are actually voting with their feet, and they're getting ready to leave the country. I left about 12, and the numbers are still going up. So probably today, I think we've probably got serviced around 2,000 plus. To leave the country.
We certainly heard that British citizens have been advised to vacate Tokyo, and we've heard on the news this morning that people are obviously heading off from that fine routine. It has to be pointed out, by the way, Rebecca, that Keith was not teaching English in Chernobyl, if you're thinking, what's the connection?
What was he doing there? Yeah.
But it's fair to say that there's always a nuclear explosion when Keith was actually delivering his sort of final marks routine. He didn't settle for slackers. That's the important thing. Dave, thoughts or questions from yourself?
Well, I just wonder, Keith, if there's any sign of the wind changing, because that seems to be the major sort of protector at the moment, is that the wind is blowing it all out to sea.
Well, actually, yeah, I heard it's going to make landfall in California in a couple of hours, the cloud so far that's been released. So they're panicking a bit. And basically, that's it, yeah. I mean, it's only because of the wind that we're not all hunkered down in shelters somewhere, I guess. So, you know, it could easily just change on a dime. And that's what people around here don't really seem to understand. They just don't get it.
So the yeah. government and the media there are not making it clear that if the wind changed and, say, blew it, southwards or whatever, that actually yeah. the story could be quite different.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, kind of a bit of a pun here, but, you know, when the wind blows in my direction, you know, that's it then, isn't it? I'm off. So, people just don't seem to get that.
Oh, right.
It's quite worrying, really, yeah.
Is that maybe something to do with the sort of Japanese character that... they're much less suspicious of all authority news figures, etc. Or are they just as
just that's as that's a difficult one, isn't it? I think they don't want to think the worst. I think basically,
I can see
frightening
that.
For that. You know, Tokyo's already basically shut down, and you know, what else can happen? They don't want that kind of invading their thought. You know, the huge disruption already.
And I suppose the thing is, for most of them, there's not much they can do apart from, as the wind blows, says, you know, stay inside and go
that's
under your
cover,
table.
Basically. Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you read that book or not, but
I certainly
that
did. Yeah.
It's quite deep, and that kind of images from that are coming up. I actually. Considered filling my bathtub full of water like they did in the book. Like, whoa, what's going on here, you know?
Keith,
things can get nasty very quickly.
It could
yeah.
be more challenging. You could have actually based it on threads. So, you know, just relax. You know, at least we're not lobbing bombs left, right and centre. It's just a slight challenge with nuclear regime. Rebecca, are you worried as a citizen of Nottingham, based in Lincoln? I mean, I know that can be traumatic in most cases, but, you know, in terms of this whole event?
I feel pretty safe, to be fair. I feel quite safe.
You should be. As I said,
it's midweek... on the other side of the world.
Yeah, and we are protected by the Midweek Drive Morning Edition magic.
Exactly.
Which, as Keith will attest to.
Nothing's going to happen to us.
We had a nice comment, Keith.
Oh,
which,
famous last word for that.
We had a nice comment from Joelle Edelstein, who has been listening to your last report for us, which, of course, is online on Siren's sister station on the southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com setup. You can go there by going to the Midweek Drive page on sirenonline.co.uk, click on the interviews again, and then just punch up Keith Tainton. And, she effectively said, thanks, really enjoyed the interview. So there we are. Nice stuff.
Oh.
And also from Anne Clement as well. So you're proving quite popular with some of our fans, Keith. So great stuff. For the last one there. Still to come on the show, we've got The Country Morning with Cameron Tilbury. You like this one, Keith. We have a psychic baker.
Yeah. Okay.
Anne Smith, who actually used to work in a top national high street chain of bakeries. They begin with G and end in S. Okay. I don't think they've actually spread out to Japan as yet. But she's actually going to be talking about her desire to help others develop their own psychic and spiritual powers with respect to her connection with food and, in particular, baking. We talk about some of the expressions that we get in English language, such as breadwinner, cherry picking, cooking with gas, a favourite of yours, Dave, I believe. Cooking with gas?
A favourite phrase, yes.
Mm, exactly. Break home the bacon, creme de la creme, and so on and so forth. And interestingly enough, I mean, we mentioned this last night when we were talking to our Los Angeles correspondents. Pleased to know, Keith, we finally managed to feature the author of Pinky and the Brain.
Wow.
Mm, I know, it's a long-held ambition, but, you know, 17 years we got there. And Dr. Masaru Emoto's book, Messages from Water, Japanese author who has talked about how spoken and written words change the structure of water. You've got to ask your colleagues in Japan, Keith, what the heck have you been saying to cause this tsunami?
Yeah, seriously.
Mm, yeah, well, it's just that...
Slow.
Yeah, of course you can listen live to us, or again, listen again if you wish, etc. Aaron Craig, our head chef, will be up, as well as Louis Savvy, the founder and creator of the Sci-Fi London Film Festival, plus of course Dave Bradley, the editor-in-chief of SFX magazine. Rebecca, any other questions you want to put to Keith?
I think I'm out, to be honest. I was a bit put out when I found out that they've not really got any precautions going on where he is.
Yeah,
I had all sorts of questions about the devastation. But, yeah. Apparently you're not feeling it. So.
Well, I mean, just going back, Keith, to when the earthquake struck. I mean, you said you were in a department store and it was rather like being on a ship, you mentioned. Literally just...
Yeah.
But you'd had a similar event when you first headed over to Japan in nearly 10 years ago, as we said.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, and it was about the same sort of magnitude where I was, as it,
Keith,
the first ones I saw, which were about six on the Richter scale, I think. Yeah,
you know what I said on the first link we actually did immediately after the thing, in fact the day after, and on the day after tomorrow, because obviously that's another disaster movie which we don't want to talk about. but you know, I do think Dave isn't aware of this unless you've listened to the podcast that Keith is actually going to be tying the knot. He'll be giving up his bachelor status in the not too distant future.
Oh, congratulations, Keith.
Thank you very much.
Is that to a local lady?
Yes, it is, yes, yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
So you see, out of every potential sort of challenge we're faced with, you've always got a bit of romance there as well, which is fantastic.
Excellent.
Stuff. Excellent. Keith, what does the rest of the day have in store for you? I say that, actually. Of course, it's evening time.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day, as you mentioned. Yeah, so I'm about to drink some green beer tonight. Hopefully that will protect me from the radiation that's coming.
I was going to say this, because we did hear that Japan, and I know we've spoken with you in previous years, but Japan tends to go quite crazy over St. Patrick's Day. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a certain element here that really likes it, and I think most of the Irish bars are going to be really full tonight. Especially considering people are trying to get away, stop thinking about the events that are going on. Perhaps they've got like this fatigue now with the news coming through. So it's time for a little bit of a break, you know. I think it's going to be really good fun.
Indeed. Well, actually, we have been running on Siren on Appeal. If you just stay with us for a few seconds, you'll actually see what, in your own way, because I know you are our original website designer, Keith, for Siren, and have done a whole range of things, but this is something which we've been running on behalf of, obviously, you guys in Japan and so on.
You'll have seen the pictures on the news. The seventh largest recorded earthquake struck the east coast of Japan on Friday, the 11th of March. The destruction was unimaginable. The quake measured 9 on the Richter scale and triggered a tsunami with waves more than 20 feet high. Thousands of people have died, many hundreds more are injured. Buildings have been destroyed and over 1 million of the remaining homes are without electricity and water. Now hundreds of thousands of people are being cared for in temporary accommodation and the Japanese Red Cross has mobilised 85 teams with medical and support staff to provide first aid and healthcare, and assess the needs of the communities affected. The Japanese Red Cross has agreed to accept donations from the UK. If you want to help the people of Japan, you can donate via the British Red Cross by calling 08450 535353 or go online to redcross.org.uk. Thank you.
That's Paul Tyler there, of course, host of The Reading Room, which I'm sure will be award-winning shortly. Also, great news, Keith. I know you like to keep abreast of Siren and indeed our sister station, Southside. In fact, you're still Southside Broadcasting's webmaster extraordinaire, so that's always great for that. But thanks to Jeff Thompson and indeed Steve Judd, I believe you can now actually see what you're listening to. If you're in a car, you can actually tune in to the whole thing. You see Siren coming up and all digital magical things. Yes, the old transmitter that did us so well has been replaced and superseded. So there we are. Doesn't affect you if you're listening on sirenonline.co.uk, but you know, it's a bit of information I thought you'd appreciate. You might also like to know, Keith, that BBC Radio 1's Chris Moyles is doing a marathon for comic relief. In fact, I have indeed donated to that because, as you know, Keith, we did that about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, in fact. We also did 37 hours. I think he's going for 52. So Keith knows because I used to play him all the sort of the back show as we were heading back to the whole thing. Rebecca, last two questions for Keith Tainton, please.
Yeah, have you had an enjoyable chat with us this morning?
Yes, it's been great, thanks, yeah.
Or evening, because, I mean, as Keith said, you know, he can tell us what the day's going to be like. You know,
oh,
you see,
yeah.
He's now...
He knows.
Is it 5:15 in Osaka at present, Keith?
That's it, yeah, 5:15, yeah.
Oh, excellent. And the next question?
Will you be joining us again soon?
I certainly hope so, yeah.
Good.
It's very important, you see, to keep that whole thing together as one of our two. In fact, we actually have a second correspondent who might be joining us as well for the Japanese routine. So, yeah, there aren't that many stations, Keith, that keep cross-linking across the routine. But as I say, you've got Siren, Midweek Drive, Morning Edition on your side.
Thanks.